Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, yes. It is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated. And I want to thank you for joining me today as I talk about two of my favorite things, travel and money. Yes, travel and money. Woohoo! And mostly, folks, I want to talk to you about turning your passion for travel into profit. So basically, folks, my goal today is to let you know that if you already plan to travel this summer, that you need to make some money off those travel plans. Yes. Everybody else is making money off your travel plans. Why not you too? And I'm going to tell you in the next 20 to 30 minutes how you can do that. And it is a lot simpler than you may think it is. Right? It's a little work. You know, but it is simpler than you think it is. And like I said, if you are going to travel anyway, it just makes sense. Because if you don't do it, you know what it's like? It's like throwing money out the window. And I live on the 13th floor, folks, and the last thing that I want to imagine, it's my hard-earned money floating down from the window to the ground. No, 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 folks. We don't want to do that. Well, let me tell you, travel is an $8.1 trillion industry. $8.1 trillion is generated each year from people traveling. And they say that 50% of the money that's generated from travel comes from people going to the Caribbean. Yes. Think about the beauty of the Bahamas. Think about feeling all right in Jamaica. Think about having fun in Cancun, Mexico. Yes. Well, it's a great thought, right? And that is why 50% of the money from travel comes from people like you and I going back and forth to the Caribbean. And, folks, yes, you heard me say Bahamas. I think I've been to the Bahamas about 10 times now. But you know what? I still haven't seen all there is to see. So that's the beautiful thing with travel. You can go back to the same place and still discover something new each time you go. Now, for those of you who know my story, you know that I used to be a social worker. Yes, that's right. I was a stressed-out social worker. My 9-to-5 job turned into me working 9 in the morning till sometimes 9-10 at night. When I first took the job, you know, I thought it was a Monday to Friday job, but it turned out I was working Monday to Saturday and working late hours and then taking work home with me, working on the holidays. You know, seemed like I didn't have a day where I wasn't doing some type of work. But I started taking vacations and planning these trips, and guess what? It was a lot of fun. It was a fun escape from the daily grind of what I had to do in my job. And guess what, folks? I was having fun, and they were sending me checks. I said, well, all right. I get to get paid, have fun with friends, meet new people and get paid? All right. They did not have to tell me anything else. So my travel hobby turned into a business, a very lucrative business, I might add. So, folks, that's what we're talking about, the business of travel and having your own travel program, your own exclusive VIP membership. Don't you like traveling like a VIP? Getting special perks, special membership pricing, having your own personal concierge to cater to your needs before and during your vacation, making sure that everything is right with your travel plans, making sure that you have the lowest price guaranteed or your money back. That's what I'm talking about, people. Traveling like a VIP and saving money off what you're doing anyway and making money when your friends and family want to travel with you. Now, I stress friends and family, but it doesn't have to be someone you've known forever. You know, if you're like me, you can go out there and strike up conversation with people and meet new friends easily. And that's one of the things that travel does, folks. It opens you up to the possibility of new friendships. Because when you are out there and you're having fun and you're feeling good, you're feeling relaxed, guess what? It's a lot easier to talk to people. And when you're talking to people, you're having interesting conversation because of your environment. You're talking about all the wonderful things that you're doing on your vacation. Now, folks, there are a lot of people out there where you're known as the social butterfly in your group. You are that person that everyone goes to hear about the best deals, to hear about the hottest places and the fun spots to visit. If that's you, and you know who I'm talking to, everybody has that person in the group if they're lucky. If you are that person that people see as that go-to fun person, you need to think about having a travel program because you're already doing the work of a travel professional. See, there are a lot of people out there on social media, and you're posting pictures with all the delicious food that you ate in the restaurants. You're posting pictures of the golf clubs, of the golf course. You know, there's the picture of you in the little vehicle going across the grass. There's the picture of you in your bathing suit and you're talking about what island you're on. All these different pictures of you enjoying lifestyle. And guess what, folks? When you're posting those pictures, what you're doing actually is making a referral. Whether you realize it or not, that's what you're doing. Because when people see those pictures of you and you just look so awesome and you're having fun and the food looks good and the water is beautiful, what your friends and family are saying is, wow, that looked like a lot of fun. Oh, my goodness, where did he go? Where did she go? I want to go there. I wonder if I could plan a trip there. Now, they might not tell you that's what they're thinking, but you better believe that's what they're thinking. And especially if you go on and let people know that you got a great price. Come on, folks, who doesn't want a great price when they're traveling? So when you are posting those pictures and when you're sending information, you are making suggestions to people as to where they should go for vacation. But the sad thing is, folks, most of you are not getting paid for that. Now, for me, as a travel professional, when I post those pictures and I send those texts and I get people to go on those same vacations that you're enjoying, I get a check in the mail and I get rewards credits as a certified travel agent. Yes, because you're referring people to locations and they're going and they're having a great time. So, folks, think about what you're doing already and think about how you can monetize it. Now, when we think of vacation, you know, it doesn't have to be on the other side of the world. I've been blessed this year. I've been to Africa. I've been to London. I've been to Jamaica, Cayman Islands, Mexico, Bahamas, Florida, New Orleans, so, you know, all different places. And it has been fabulous, yes. But when you plan your vacation for the summer, you don't have to plan something on a different continent to enjoy yourself. A lot of people this summer, guess what? They're renting cars and they are driving. They're driving cross country, having a good time with family and friends. And that's what you need to do too. Plan that trip, because vacations, you know, once upon a time, people thought of vacations as a luxury. But I'm here to tell you, folks, it is a necessity for you to relax and unwind and enjoy yourself. Travel is sexy, travel is fun, and travel is lucrative. And if you are going to book that vacation anyway, and that's the key word, folks, anyway. When people tell me they don't travel, I don't try to beg them, convince them, or force them to travel. When people ask me, are folks really traveling? Are people really flying these days? I do not get all entwined in that conversation because, yes, people are indeed traveling. And despite all the fears and things that people have about certain types of travel, the airports are full. The cruise ships are full, people. And, yes, we are renting cars. And according to AAA, guess what? 4th of July will be here sooner than we know it. And it is estimated that over 43 million people, over 43 million people plan to rent cars and go away for the 4th of July weekend. Now, folks, you better believe this is a great time to have a travel business. It's a great time to be a travel agent. 'Cause I don't have to be greedy. I'm not trying to get all of those people, but can you imagine a nice chunk of income that you can get if you had just a mere fraction of those people that plan to rent cars? Imagine if they rent cars from you. Yes. Whew. Imagine the nice payday if the car they were going to rent already, instead of going on one of these other sites, you know, where they don't know anybody, they're just booking online, that they would book from you because you happen to be somebody that they know and they don't mind supporting. So that's basically what it is, folks. If you have friends and family that are traveling already, and if you yourself are traveling, you really do need to own a travel program. Now, the travel programs are a lot more affordable today than they once were. You know, once upon a time, everybody was out there paying thousands of dollars for a timeshare in order to get travel deals. Folks, no, this is not a timeshare. I'm talking about you having your own personal travel membership, your exclusive VIP travel membership, where that way instead of you going on Travelocity or Expedia or another one of these websites, you subscribe to your own personal travel membership. And that way, when you're traveling, instead of you paying the cost of your trip plus whatever commissions that someone else is going to get when you book on a different website, now you're going to book your trip on your own personal membership site. And you're going to earn rewards credits that you can use towards free travel. That's right, folks. If you travel often, if you're traveling with family and friends, why not accumulate those rewards credits? And that way, later on, you have a choice to make. Do you want to spend your cash? Or do you want to exchange the rewards credits that you've earned to get free travel? Now, I don't know about you, but free sounds good to me. Yes, it does. And if you have a family reunion, if you travel with a church group, if you are a part of any type of organization that travels, you may qualify for group discounts. Yes. So basically, folks, if you are taking a cruise, you need to have at least 8 cabins booked. That's the number 8. 8 cabins. That's not a whole lot. You could do that. You could do that just by reaching out to people on Facebook. You can get 8 cabins booked easily. And you know why you can? Because if someone had to go on their own to book that same trip, they would need to have all the monies on the credit card at one time. But the beauty of having a group trip is that you get the benefit of a payment plan, right? So the group makes their deposit and holds the space, and as long as you follow the payment schedule, you're good. And you usually get a nice rate because that's the benefit of having a group. And if you're taking a cruise, oh my goodness, that's even more special because the cruise lines give you some really great gifts for you to give to the members of your group because they want you to have an awesome time. Because when you have an awesome time, guess what? You will go back. And yes, the best type of customer is a repeat customer. And the only thing better than a repeat customer is a new customer. So definitely, folks, the cruise lines want to keep you happy. They will give you things like meeting space. They will give you breakfast, you know, with the Danish and the coffee. And you can have your conference there on the cruise ship without having to pay extra money for that space. You might want a private cocktail party for your group. So whatever it is, folks, we can make it happen. But you just have to get connected to me at 347-658-8459. And I'll be glad to tell you how I turned my hobby. Right? Travel was my hobby. I never thought I would have my own travel business. But I will be glad to share with you how I turned my hobby into a lucrative business. And it's just as simple as that, what I said. Buying into your own travel program. Subscribing into the membership. And letting people know, hey, I have a travel membership. The next time you're thinking about taking a vacation, if my prices seem good, if you know, if you don't mind supporting me, can you please take a look at my website? So that's what you have to do, folks. Simple as that. Two steps. Two steps to start. You have to start. You have to make a decision to start. That's number one. And number two, once you start, you have to let people know what you have. Because nobody can support you if they don't know what you have. And unfortunately, so many people say, oh, nobody will support me. And guess what? It's true. And you know why it's true? Because you do not give them an opportunity to support you. So once you have your travel program, let people know, hey, I have a travel membership. There are a lot of great places that we can go at low cost, and I would love for you to travel with me. Everybody is a group just waiting to happen, and it is so much fun traveling with a group of awesome people, exploring different destinations, making new friends. So think about it, folks, because when you go to book your travel on these sites, don't tell anybody that I told you. But that's not the real cost of the trips. No. Did you really think that was the real cost? No, not at all. What you are paying is the cost of the trip plus whatever commissions that these folks are making at these particular places. But when you own your own personal travel membership, what you are doing is cutting out the middleman. You're cutting out the middleman, and you are now the middleman. So instead of someone else getting paid off your trip, now you are the one who's getting paid. Now, there are different ways you can do it. You can become a certified travel agent. That's for those people who enjoy booking travel, right? Don't mind being hands-on. You have the option of calling into different places, calling the cruise lines and the hotels and the resorts and asking them, say, hey, I'm a travel agent with such and such agency, and this is my number. You know, you have to show proof. It's only right, you know, that you let them know that you are indeed a real agent. So you call and you ask them for the travel agent rate, because a lot of travel suppliers have already factored in special discounted rates for travel agents. Yes, folks, that is one of the big perks of being in the industry. You get to travel better for less. So a lot of times I'll call and I'll find out what's the travel agent rate, and it's usually a really great rate. Now, if you're getting the travel agent rate, you're getting your discount up front. But you know what? As great as it is, not all travel suppliers have the travel agent rate. So if I happen to call one of those places and I still want to deal with that travel supplier, guess what? I booked a trip on my own website. Yes. And I get a check back. Imagine you going on vacation. You purchase the vacation from yourself, and you get the commission check back in the mail after your trip. That's the life I'm talking about, people. And it's not a crazy life. And guess what? It's what a lot of people are doing right now. We've cracked the code, people, and we've figured out how to travel better for less. You can do the same. And like I said earlier, it doesn't cost all these thousands upon thousands of dollars that people think it is. I was at a franchise expo recently in New York, and it was thousands of dollars to start a franchise. But guess what? You can have your own travel membership anywhere from $99 to $400 to start. Yeah. And the money that you save is incredible. And because it's considered a business, you can actually write your expenses off, all of your taxes. But right here, right now, folks, I have a special promotion going for you through Passionate Travel Incorporated, because it is summertime and the living is fun and fabulous in the city. So anybody out there who is hearing this today and you say, hey, wait a minute, you know what, that just makes sense. I'm traveling anyway. I'm traveling for fun. I'm traveling for business. I'm traveling with family and friends. I'm traveling with business partners. I need to get paid. I need to find a way to earn monies back on my travel and get paid when people travel with me. So if that sounds good to you today and you're ready to get started, by all means, folks, I have something special for you. Yes, for this week only, folks, we have a $500 cruise certificate for you. So in addition to the monies that you're already going to save having a travel membership, you are going to get a cruise certificate where you can save up to $500 off your next cruise. Sounds good? Give me a call. 347-658-8459. Once again, the number is 347-658-8459. And if you choose to email me, it is victoriafalk777@gmail.com. And that's Falk, that's F as in Frank, A-L-K. So the full name, VictoriaFalk777@gmail.com. Because, folks, for the past 9 years, I've been having a ball, having a time of my life, traveling the world and letting people know that they, too, can have a happier, more productive life through travel. So if you want to take a look at the presentation, feel free. Go to www.passionatetravel.info. Once again, that is www.passionatetravel.info, I-N-F-O. Because life is short. And I want you all to live passionately. Have fun this summer. Discover the beaches of the world. There are so many awesome places to visit. And the more that you're able to save off your travel, and when you're able to make money when other people travel, it allows you to do so much more of the things that make you happy. And when you are happier, guess what? You can be more productive in your business, in your life, your day-to-day activities. So what would it mean for you in your business right now to be able to have fun, enjoy life, and be happy? What would it mean for you in your life right now, in your business, if you can be more productive, have a clear mind, and be able to get things done the way you need to? Now, I'm not saying you got to make a choice, folks. I'm talking about happy and productive. Yes, a happy and productive life through travel. Being able to see the different destinations of the world, to enjoy yourself while saving money and making money. Sounds good to you? Definitely sounds good to me. Once again, folks, this is Victoria Falk, CEO of Passionate Travel Incorporated, where we constantly remind you to live passionately. Live life to the fullest and enjoy summer. And if you need someplace to go this summer, I'm going to spend the majority of the summer in New York because I just love summer in New York. But in August 10th through the 12th, Passionate Travel Incorporated will be taking a group to San Diego, California. So if you would like to be a part of that group, hit me up and let me know too. 347-658-8459. It's been wonderful representing the Passionate Travel Incorporated radio show, being a part of Home-Based Business One-on-One, and tune in for the rest of the week because Baba Jahi has an awesome lineup for you with Home-Based Business One-on-One. And definitely you can catch Victoria and Passionate Travel, Inc. once again on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Signing off and wishing you a passionate, passionate day. Stay blessed, folks. Have a great week.